Baseball's in full swing, and you can be part of all the action all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. I always wanted to play fantasy baseball, but a lot of my friends didn't want me in their league. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to get paid when you can win huge prizes every day at DraftKings? It's a new season every time you play. Ask Peter from Colorado. Last year he won $1 million in one day simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in. It's your turn. New contests start daily, so hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use promo code LAUGH to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. DraftKings.com is the official partner of MLB, which is Major League Baseball. Enter LAUGH for a free entry. LaughKings.com. Do it. Be part of the action. You can be on a baseball team without ever having to face a pitch going that fast. Even if you don't own cleats, DraftKings.com.
Why?
Hello, welcome to another episode. I'm your host of Why Didn't They Laugh, Owen Benjamin. This week, let's just chat. I mean, I'm working on some jokes, but let's also just talk about life. And I'm also going to take requests on the piano. This is going to be the first ever podcast where I go on Periscope, because I'm at my piano at my place, and I'm going to have people tell me their favorite songs, and I'll play them. Hopefully if I know them. If not, I'll ignore the request. And topics. I just want to jam. I was a piano guy at bars or at weddings and stuff for a really long time. And there's a real peace in that where you don't have to like think about how to make a laugh. You can just play like, you know. That just feels good. Feels good. Jared from Subway may be a pedophile. He may not. We don't know. I try not to judge people before they're tried in the court of law, but I still make jokes about it. It's just really, it's becoming to the point where nothing is shocking. Like nothing is shocking. Like Bill Cosby's a rapist. Jared from Subway diddles, most likely. I mean, if Subway dropped him, there's a good chance there's something going on. It's not just a diddle accusation. There's probably some diddle. If not, you know, I've never liked anyone named Jared anyway. There's a couple Jareds I like. My buddy, I got a couple Jared friends. But, I mean, Jared, the diamond guy, I mean, that guy's not, he's up to no good. He probably diddles. Jared's like a very diddly name. It's like, hey, my name's Jared. Your son is beautiful. I mean, that's not fair. I'm not being fair. I want to get a watch because I think that I might look really rude when I'm with people one-on-one or even in small groups because I look at my phone. And I realize that I'm not looking to see if anyone texts me. I check the time a decent amount. And I think if I had a watch, it would be less jarring. It would be more like manly and less little like young kiddish. And then as I was thinking about watches, I realized the people that were really into watches, I think there's a reason. I think sometimes it's an excuse to look at people's front bumps. There's almost like a gay element to watches. So now I'm like a little confused about if I want to become part of the watch community. Because it seems like if dudes are really into watches, like the brands and like, it's an excuse to keep your eyes down in the ween area. Because a dude's wrist is usually kind of near his ween. So it's pretty easy to be like, oh, is that a Bulova? But you're like looking at like the ween area. That's kind of conspiratorial. I'm sure there's a lot of watch enthusiasts that don't feel this way. But, you know, it's almost like if a woman was really into wallets and she was always like, oh, let me just look inside your wallet. That's really nice. It's like, no, you want to see if I have anything in there.
Yeah, I'm making some bold statements today that I can't back up. I mean, I can't back up that Jareds are creeps or that people that like watches are, you know, into Wayne's. Getting really into Pandora. I've noticed on the road I get more ticket sales from Pandora than anything else. I was on a sitcom for 3 years that I put my heart and soul into, Sullivan and Son. And we do have fans still from it. But it's weird how, like, the things that you think people will connect to, well, they connected to it, but it's all about repetition. And people dig Pandora. They dig me on Pandora, and they don't know what I look like, which is kind of funny. Like, they'll quote songs verbatim and not know what I look like from Pandora. So I'm going to get more into Pandora. I listen to The Heavy and Fantagram. And John Lennon's channel is pretty awesome. And I've realized that I don't have the balls to do a thumbs down on Pandora. I don't know who that's for. Like, you can do a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You got to really hate something to do a thumbs down. Like, that takes a real malicious vibe to be like, because you can just skip it. Just skip it. Like, thumbs down means that you almost, like, want them to know you don't like it. And if you're already on a channel of things that you already like, how do you hate something that much to thumbs down it? I mean, you're already in the category. Let's say you're on John Lennon's category. They're not just going to play Metallica. It'll play something John Lennon-ish. And then, like, you're not, why would you hit the thumbs down? It's just so aggressive. But the fact it exists is amazing. I don't recommend reading The Sports Gene by Epstein because it makes it sound too racist at parties. I was doing a show the other day and I just started talking about random facts I was learning in the book, and there's no way to dress it up. There's like genetic, because a lot of people get really scared when you talk genetics, especially with performance and what someone's capable of, because it's a slippery slope to the brain. But see, I never go towards the brain. Like, it never even dawns on me that someone's genetics are going to hit the brain. Because humans are all made, we're set, we're a species. And then in like a blink of an eye, we all leave Africa. According to one book I was reading, if the species of human is a football game, we left Africa in the last 2 minutes of the game. So we're all Africans. But it's in that little bit of time, we had to quickly adapt. Like, if you're living in Norway, there's no sun. You got to get white fast. So if you have really dark skin, you're fucking dead. You know, there's all these adaptations. Same with nose size. You get a really small nose where the air is cold and dry because you need to warm and dry it with more surface area. It's all just math. And, yeah, so like some of these things, like where your belly button is, like your center of mass determines whether you're better at running or swimming. And I'm pretty sure we can all guess who's good at what between Caucasians and Africans. Who do you think's better at running and who do you think's better at swimming based on their center of mass? Don't talk about that at parties, though. You get in trouble, even though it's scientifically provable by studies done by like Harvard and shit, but... All that stuff only matters at the very ends of the bell curve, top 1%, so it doesn't really matter anyway, I guess. I had an optometrist once who said Asians don't have as much peripheral vision because of their eye shape. Don't say that on stage, even though according to this dude it was true, but, I mean, it makes sense. They have, you know, less area to look out of. I'm not talking just all Asians. I'm talking, you know what I mean? Like the super, like super Asian eye. Yeah, even me saying that out loud, I feel like that sounds bad. But I mean, I don't know. It seems like it. I mean, who knows? Don't go down the rabbit hole. Just don't do it. Because I like to say what I think, because usually that's when people laugh. I try to just be honest. Like last week, I kind of said I didn't like Aziz Ansari's book, and I kind of regret it a little because I don't like to be negative. He's a comic. He's a great comic. He wrote a book. A lot of people love it, so I have no right to say anything. but I can't just not say what I think. I don't know. It's a fine line. It's the same with the sports gene. Don't read the fucking book. I'm telling you, don't do it. Because you'll be like, oh, that's why you have a different shaped nose at a party. And then people flip out. And then you're like, yeah, Z's book, I don't like that. And then they get mad at that too. And it's like, oh, well, just say nice shit. Okay, I'm gonna get this Periscope thing going. I'm gonna start taking requests. How do I do this? Periscope. Taking requests. Requests. I don't know how to spell. I wonder if that's in the sports gene. I don't know. Yeah, it's like it's for baseball, it's not about reaction time, it's about sight. Because you can't possibly react to a ball going that, or I don't know. Just read the, no, don't read the book. Do not read the sports gene. But I read another book, or I was working on another book that's very optimistic, where I think it's better to be egalitarian. So be nice to people. That's one reason why I'm rethinking a lot of my shit. But you can't be fake, though. Fucking A. I mean, oh, God. I mean, they just, their eyes aren't as wide. All right, taking requests on piano right now. Hit me. Let's get musical. All right, I wonder if this is going to work. Kelly Lott Joyce. Hi, Owen. Hi, Mozart Bush. Oh, we'll do some Mozart. Requested Mozart. Let's do some more. Hey, from Buffalo? Hell yeah. Mozart, let's kick it off. Guys, this is what I'm thinking. Hit me with things to, I miss you too, Plattsburgh. Hell yeah. Smashing Pumpkins? Yeah. Okay, this is going to get intense. There's a lot. I'm already getting ADD action. Give me a band or a genre and then a topic, and I'll try and combine the two. Someone requested Smashing Pumpkins, so I'm going to try and figure out at least a little bit of it. Pumpkins, give me a topic and we'll try and fuse it together. Give me something to sing about. But scene from Big with Tom Hanks, oh, Def Leppard topic, potato salad. Potato salad. There we go. Or 50 Cent. We got 50 Cent, potato salad. The problem with the 50 Cent thing is it's too easy. It's like the punchline was the headline. 50 Cent files bankruptcy is already a punchline. Okay, so we got potato salad. Disarm you with the sides, hash browns or some fruit, maybe some fries. I don't want to have any of those. Oh, me it burns. Oh, me it burns. My love. I used to eat potato salad, but I ruined it for all the rest of my life. Now all I want is potato salad. Potato salad is a new concept. I wonder if it was invented by Irish people. Remember the bells in that shit? It was like... Confederate flag. I was thinking about Confederate flag. Fuck those guys. Okay, so let's do Confederate flag. To someone said Tiny Dancer. Oh yeah, that's it. All right. Thanks for that. Coldplay about rescue animals. I can do that. What kind of Coldplay are we talking? Like, here we go. Coldplay about rescue animals. Alright, what else we got? I can do that. Screw that. There you go. What's up, Pets? Donald Trump, someone just wrote. So, okay, we'll do that. Is your hair getting longer? It looks just like a bush. Hang on, I'll plan a little better. Okay, so we got you two and Donald Trump. Donald Trump said Mexicans are all rapists. Rape is el pollo loco. Well, ironically, Donald Trump's grandfather was an illegal immigrant from Germany, and he definitely raped. Because back then, most marital sex would be considered rape by modern definitions. Trump, I just think he's dumb, which is different. There's dumb and then there's evil. I don't think the dude's evil. I just think he's fucking dumb. Okay, don't let the sun go down. Oh, I lost already. Topic Comic-Con. Okay, we can do that. John Mayer, NSYNC. Yeah, he's a dick, but, like, dumb. There's, like, evil and then dumb. Like, he probably believes that Mexican immigrants are, like, right out of Mad Max, that they're running across the border. And this is what I don't understand about people against Hispanic immigrants. There's so much open fucking room in this country. I live in L.A. and I'm pro-immigration. I fucking love Spanish people. And there's like 15 million of them right here. If you're in Idaho, who gives a fuck? Okay, ISIS and Sonny and Cher. All right, that's impressive. ISIS and Sonny and Cher. So what's a Sonny and Cher song? What's a Sonny and Cher song? I love you too. Who's it? Beauty and M07? All right, thank you. Sonny and Cher, what's that one about? Is it Ain't No Mom? What is it? I got you, babe. Doom. I got ISIS. All right. There's no Wi-Fi. We need Wi-Fi. We need Wi-Fi. We can't just kill this guy unless we fucking have Wi-Fi. Conspiracy theory, they're fucking in Delaware. Okay, Harper Lee Westbury Baptist Church. That's that dude that was saying all that shit about, okay, I can do that. What is he? He hates gay people, right? And he died. Don't let the sun go down Ariana Grande licking donuts. All right. I don't know how to play Don't Let the Sun. Give me another song. I don't want to just have to figure it out. Because I can figure it out, but it'll take me some time. I'll do Ariana Grande. I don't know that much about the ship, but I know she likes some donuts. How about Ariana Grande's too? Hola. Mi amo Ariana Grande. But me so small. It should be Ariana Pequeño. Has a planet tongue and she licks donuts. Oh yeah, there's a hole in that donut, yo. I see a hole in your donut. I leak. Muchas gracias.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.